Bonjour, coucou, hello. Good evening to our live audience and to all of you listeners out there in Thrive Studios. I'm Fiona Frenchie and you're listening to Radio St. Pete's Women of Song Showcase on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB LP St. Petersburg, where local music lives. Tonight is a really special night at Thrive Studios in downtown St. Pete. Thank you for engineering this session, Jay Kolb. Right now, sitting next to me is Stephanie Hinton.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephanie from Get to the Roots, and tonight's Radio St. Pete concert is our official bon voyage and good luck to two local women of song about to go on the Bunches of Rubies tour. So tonight, we ask Deb Ruby and June Bunch to share their music and stories with us before we bid them farewell, as my good friend Fiona would say, adieu. So first, we have Deb Ruby. Could you please open us with a song?
I would absolutely love to. This one is called Swimmers.
Swimmer in a
Thank you, thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Deb, how did you and June meet?
We met at a gig, funny enough.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. New World Brewery had a singer-songwriter showcase. I feel like it was
New Year's Eve Eve.
Yes, New Year's Eve Eve 2022.
Yeah.
Those were some of the best times to play. New Year's Eve Eve.
Oh, it was so fun. Yeah, because on our New Year's, I don't know about y'all, but I did nothing.
A nap.
It's amateur night.
Yeah. I have JOMO, the joy of missing out. Very opposite of FOMO.
I love that.
I like that. I'm going to use it. Well, June Bunch, how about a song?
Ooh, all right. Well, yours had some colors in it. I'm gonna sing colors. This is the first song I ever wrote. I feel like I always start every gig with this song. It feels, what is the word? Auspicious. No, superstitious. Well, it all fell monochrome, everything standing still. Tumbleweeds on a trail you don't hate. On a feeling, time ticks by, but each day looks the same. But I found me a map full of blues and new greens, of legends and hiding spots. Never dreamed I'd just die to have you by my side. 'Cause I found me a baby, he said he found me. He's the brightest gold hue that this town's ever seen. And he painted the Red Canyon canopies, orange like Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, green in Ireland. Well, it's blue like the ocean cliffs, indigo twilight mist, violets in your hands, darling, eyes closed when we dance. See, I brought him back home, built a place of our own. Each color ignited deep down to our bones. Yeah, I said home's where you make it, and you're home to me. But this monochrome town needs some colors to see. So we painted the Red Canyon canopies, orange like Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, oh, and green in Ireland. Well, it's blue like the ocean cliffs, indigo twilight mists, violets in your hands, and eyes they're closed when we dance. Red Canyon canopies, orange like Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, and green in Ireland. Oh, it's blue like the ocean cliffs, indigo twilight mist, violets in your hands, darling, eyes they're closed when we dance.
All right. After this auspicious beginning at New Year's Eve, what was the impetus, if you will, to work together?
Oh, well, I mean, we're kind of like the same person.
Yes.
It just kept on happening. I don't know. It's so easy to jam together. And then we just came up with, let me rephrase this. Deb came up with the Bunch of Rubies thing. And I was like, this is amazing. And every time that I saw Deb play, I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, when you see someone that you like really, really just not only admire, but you're like,
dang, like, I will never get tired of hearing this. And in fact, I just want to listen to it all the time. Like, yeah.
And I felt the same way about her. So it just worked out swimmingly.
That's wonderful.
And what happened is, I think it was last summer, we were just hanging out, and all of a sudden we were like, we should go on tour sometime.
Yeah.
And then Christmas of last year, June came over, and we were just chatting, and she asked me, what are your plans for 2024? Mm-hmm. Like, what are your goals? What would you like to do? And we were just chatting about that, and all of a sudden I said, you know what? I'm really ready to go on tour. And she's like, do you want to do it? I'm like, yes, let's do it. Let's go.
Heck yeah.
That's kind of, like, that was the official decision
that
making.
That was the genesis. Yeah. And it truly was just like, all right, sweet. So we'll just, like, kind of go, and we'll pick whatever gigs come about. And it's been really fun planning it. And it sort of just patchworked together really organically.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just fell into place.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool, guys. So, Deb, what do you have for us next?
All right, so this is a song I wrote called Hold On Tight. I hear it's getting heavy, the loudest silence. Baby, hold on tight. Something's not right. And I see it's getting darker. And they walk around aimlessly at night. Oh, searching for the light.
We talked a little bit about how you guys kind of plan the tour and you patchwork to get together. So what is the plan after the tour for you guys, like, working together? Have you thought about that, or?
We've been kind of learning how to harmonize each other's songs. That's really fun. When we gig together, it's neat because we kind of play off of each other. I'm getting better at oohs and ahs, and it's so fun. Ah, I like it.
And I'm getting better at harmonies. So, yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably do more gigs together, and you know, I think it will unfold as it should, kind of like this tour did, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know we'll do something together, just who knows what.
And well, we do a lot of the, like, songwriter circle things. Mm-hmm. Like, when we kind of get the chance, like, I feel like we help each other sort of navigate songwriting, too. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, we do. Actually, that's a good point. That's another thing we did last year before even we started talking about tours. We got together with a couple of other local singer-songwriters, and we would do writing sessions and... just be supportive with other female singer-songwriters. That's great. Probably do more of that.
Yeah, that's the plan for sure. Empowering, especially women of song. I mean, I think that it's like, it's so cool. There's a pool of talent that runs deep.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Okay, what are you going to play for us now, June?
This is a love song called Playground Love Song. Today it's called that. I don't know what it'll be called next time. Trees wave, I'll spot you while you climb the highest branch, ask if you're mine. Oh, do 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 you love me too? Do 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 do, yeah, darling, I do. I end up swinging the same speed. I guess that means we're married and I can afford wedding rings. Instead, we'll tie knots in Sherry's well. I'll be the bride, you'll be the groom. Recess can be our honeymoon. Oh, do-do-do, do-do-do, do you love me too well? Do-do-do, do-do-do, yeah, darling, I do. Bouquets of weeds from neighbors' yards. We twist up the daisy chains. We weave our hands in parks. We wish on dandelions that our love stands the times. Oh, do 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 do, do you love me too well? Do 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 do, yeah, darling, I do. See, two straws, one milkshake. Yeah, we call that our first date. Flying the airplanes of love notes in the stairways. We're always back by dinner time. And yes, of course, my mom says hi. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do you love me too? Just kids, our love, it's never ending. When I get enough allowance, I'll fly us off to Paris way. You go and brush up on your fringe. You go and get permission slips. Oh, do 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 do, love me too well. Do 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 do, yeah, darling, I.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Okay.
That's my favorite June Bunch song.
Aww.
I love that song. Yes.
It's so precious.
Yes, it precious. Is. Yes. And that day that you two were describing the tour, that was precious too, all your things you were going to do. June said something like, yes, and we need quiet time, separate time, so I can frolic in the woods and you can frolic where you want. Deb said, I have no problem with that. And regarding your destinations, ports of call, is there one in particular you're looking forward to The most?
Ooh, ports of call. Does that mean like our quiet times?
Actually, no, the dates, the destinations of your shows.
Ooh, the shows. Oh, I'm looking forward to Asheville the most. Not so secretly, because it's such a reunion. I lived there for a decade, and I'm just like, I am beckoned back to just have a gigantic hug pool and introduce you to all of my friends that are fellow musicians who will love you.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, we do this thing where it's called the cinnamon roll hug, where everyone puts their right hand in the middle and we all grab on and then we go and twist until we become a cinnamon roll. Just imagine it in your head and it's exactly what you think it is.
I can see
it's like
it,
like a hurricane. Okay, yeah, so there will be many people.
Oh, wow. So it's like one big cinnamon
one
roll with
big,
lots of people?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. It makes the group
prepare
hug.
For this.
You'll be transformed.
It's Asheville.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to the Tennessee one, the, what is it?
Under, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, under a canopy.
Yeah, under canvas.
You used
yeah,
to work
yeah.
There,
I
yeah?
did.
Tell us about it, June.
Oh,
I'm
it's
so
like
excited.
Glamping. We're going to live like Tarzan for a day. And they give us s'mores, and we just sing by the campfire. And it's a really super special thing. And they are like very good at curating like the best hikes around. And
wow.
It's beautiful.
So we'll be singing outside, yes?
We'll be singing out under the stars.
Yay.
And they have like the Edison bulbs, so it's really like moody and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too windy. It's a cicada year, so we might have like a really lovely background.
Oh, that'll be, I love that sound.
Singers.
Yeah, it's a double cicada year.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one. It just, I could already feel the magic from that, you know? The play, I looked it up online and I was like, whoa. Yeah, and they're giving us a... Where are we staying?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're giving us a free deluxe tent.
A deluxe tent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have, you know, like a tent that
glamping.
Has... Yeah.
Sweet.
A big
sweet.
Bed and a shower.
What? Bougie.
So bougie.
Very
bougie. I know. There's no ants anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple people watching us on Facebook also, because we're live on there. I'm Scott Fletcher and Joe Bordeaux.
Hi.
Bill Perez, Mike Jorgensen, and also I saw that Karen Carmichael, most likely from the St. Pete DNA, also liked the post. So you're tuning in the radio, Facebook, RadioStPete.com, and that just rolls us into another song by Miss Deb Ruby.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you want to sing this one with me, Summer Stardust?
Oh, I love you.
Just so they can kind of get a feel
see what's
of...
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a song I wrote called Summer Stardust. Searching for a lone star everywhere. The light will shine on. So let's dance to the dawn. We've got that special light. That special light. We've got that special light. That special light. I've got this heart of mine.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
love that song. It gets stuck in my head like every time, and I love it.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's quite repetitive, huh?
No. It's got a good hook.
Exactly. You hook them, woman.
The harmonies are working.
That was my good. Friend, the earworm, as the French say.
Right? The earworm.
Mm-hmm.
Earworm. Mm, yum, yum, yum.
So, all right, so Deb, other than hooking people amazingly, because that's already your superpower, what other superpower would you have if you could have any superpower in the world?
Oh, man. If I could have one? Oh, wow. Eek.
And I'm going to ask June the same question, so if you want to answer first.
Mine's always the same. I always want to be able to, like, heal things. Like, I don't know. It just seems like a really cool thing. I'm like, oh, you got a boo-boo. Man, I hate when people have boo-boos. You don't have fun anymore. I could just do that to all the pain that I see around and make, you know. Aww, just like,
that's a great superpower.
It would be fun. Yeah.
I love that, June. I think I would like to eliminate fear from myself and everybody else, because I feel like that's the root cause of so much pain and trauma. So yeah, I would like to some kind of superpower to just go zap. No more fear.
Yeah, because you can do it.
Yeah, put it in a can. Yeah. And we'll put it in that fridge. Oh, that sounds great.
Let it expire.
Yeah. Get freezer burn all weird like.
Miss June, would you like to play a song?
Oh, yeah. This song is fun. I don't usually play it solo. And I've had it in my head, so you guys are going to hear it. It's called Sans Talkin'. Usually, I play with the Dead Stews, who are my buddies. Yeah.
That young lady you'd seen shut the door, moved to the building with the windows to the floor. Mice drilling like the light, no curtains blocking sight. She'll figure out in time, well, we can see her from the street at night. I don't get to give a damn about you, you're on display. I don't get to give a darn about you anyway. Sans talking. Oh, when that sweet lady walks past the glass in her drawers, bottle to herself, I wish I could help her pour it. Must really pay no mind. Well, the neighbors slow their stride. Maybe that's what she likes. Spices up their lives. I don't get to give a darn about you, you're on display. I don't get to give a darn about you anyway. Sans talking.
It's really short.
It's great. Love it.
It's my stalker song.
Oh, we all need those.
We all have those.
And you guys are listening to Women of Song Live Showcase with Deb Ruby and Miss June Bunch here at the Thrive Studio in downtown St. Pete. Also, Women of Song is supported by 7C Music, which is a guitar retailer, coffee shop, and full-service guitar repair center located at 535 22nd Street South.
And feeling very grateful as Women of Song and with our Women of Song here. However, also not to forget the women of Radio St. Pete. So many shout outs. Nanette Weiser, our news director, who gave us a lot of visibility on Women of Song this week in the Tampa Bay News. Oh my gosh. So many hosts we've got. Nanners, we've got Stephanie Hinton right sitting next to me. We've got Rebecca Pearl with the Young Musicians Hour.
We have Alexis Baum, who's actually here with us tonight from ABC's U, and she roams around all of St. Petersburg interviewing people and shining a bright spotlight on them.
Bam, bam, bam. We've got Tony Tyler.
Yes.
On the rock show. Yes. Linda Harrell.
Yep, Linda and Gary with Now and Then. It's on Fridays at 11 a.m. They're playing songs of today and yesterday.
And Leah.
Yes, Michael and Leah. They're on tonight, 11 o'clock, for the Power Hour for some heavy metal music. All right, whose turn is it? I think it's Deb's turn, isn't it?
All yes. Right,
yeah. Any heavy metal for us?
Well, funny enough, I actually played a punk rock heavy metal show at Crowbar for a benefit. Last month.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I took my songs and kind of, I called it Rose Petal Punk, the filter that I put them through. Yeah, it was really cool. I had a really great time. I played with this wonderful woman, Melissa Grady from Tampa. She played cello. And Emily Turnage on drums. And yeah, we had fun with it. We did a little punk.
Oh, cool. That's such a great trifecta.
Yeah, I have to get some video from that night. Yeah, yeah, it was a really good time.
Both amazing musicians.
Wow. It was fun. All right, so this song is called Whiskey Sunday. Born beneath the crescent moon, not a moment late or too soon, the twilight sets the stage. All the roles that you will play, and all you will play, and all you will play. Highway signs and rolling dice, whiskey Sundays and moonlights. It all helps to find the way. When you're there tomorrow but gone today, you know I'm gone today. I'm gone today. I'm gone today. I'm gone today. But I've got friends beside me, and their gentle ease unfold all of my fears. And I've got earth below me, and I learn how to let it hold me in. Oh, and I got open sky above me, and I know it just waits on me. Ooh, just waiting on me.
Play drums. That's so cool.
Yeah, she's super talented. I mean, well, she's so funny. I said, I didn't know you played drums. And she's like, I'm not a drummer. I'm playing drums for you. But she did really good.
That's really cool.
And she's modest. Like, she does play drums. Yeah.
She was modest at that fundraiser, too.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool.
Fiona tells me that you teach guitar. And so we were wondering, is there like a particular lesson or student that ended up influencing you later on? Or do you have any funny stories about teaching guitar that you want to share?
Oh, wow. Well,
I've only been teaching guitar the last couple of years, so I don't have a huge, I don't have a lot of students, I don't have a lot of stories, but what I can say is I do learn a lot from my one particular student. She's 17 now. I've been teaching her for 2 years, so yeah, I started teaching her in the beginning, and she's wonderful, and I love her, but she could be a little cranky. So what she's taught me to do is to really just surrender and go with the flow. So when she comes in, we talk for the first 10 minutes. I kind of see where she's at, what her day's been like, and then I kind of gauge what we need to do that day. So for me, the lesson is to not always have to have a plan, and you don't have to stick to that plan, but rather relax, surrender, go with the flow, see what's needed and wanted, and go from there.
You music know what I mean? Therapy.
Yeah, it is pretty therapeutic when it works. And it usually works with her. She doesn't usually deny it, you know, meaning she relaxes and she stops being cranky.
Well done.
Yeah,
so it's good.
Yeah.
June Bunch, what would you like to play next?
I just finished this song about my sweetie the other day, and I thought it'd be kind of sweet because we're getting on the road, and I really got to thinking about the road that led me to kind of finding him, and so we have a cute love story. This is it. You'll get to know all about it. It's called Towns Tangled. I should give you context, Clea. We were pen pals for like 5 years.
You should tell that story. That's a cool story because they met couch surfing.
Yeah, we did.
And we're going to do some couch surfing too on tour.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's going to be sweet. He showed me Tampa, and I lived across the bridge, and so why would I ever go over there? And then I realized that, you know, Tampa's really cool. It's got a lot of rich history. And I didn't live there. I lived in Asheville. And so for 5 years, we wrote to each other back and forth. And then I was in Moab, and he said, hey, you know, it would be really cool to visit you. I'm going to be going through there. And he came by, and we had this really beautiful time. And then I ended up going back to Florida, and we started a life together. So.
Wow. Yeah. When it's right, it's right.
It was right.
Right on.
Yeah. This is about my honey.
Way, way too towns tangled. Two bends riding, made your way to my hiding place. Took a continent to driving, blending blue highway stories. All our waves of endless tales led to nowhere but each other. Your first kiss would be born there. Yeah, the dust that I was chasing, 1-2 steps ahead. You settled in my hand, you made a damn near perfect fate. Set fire to every freeway, led me down the gravel stones, where every shivering ice been shone like Colorado gold. Reached through Paradox Valley, through the million-dollar road, you're the path I meant to travel. The trail etched in my bones. You're the dust that I was chasing, the 1-2 steps ahead. You settled in my head, you made a damn near perfect fit. You're the dust that I was chasing, the 1-2 steps ahead. You settled in my head, you made a damn near perfect fit. Bold italic underlined, way to write things down. The risks we take together always sorted themselves out. When the rain deluged our river, we just turned the boat side down. We just kissed right underneath it, drowning all the droplets away. You're the dust that I was chasing, the 1-2 steps ahead. Settled in my hand, you made a damn near perfect fit. You're the dust that I was chasing, the 1-2 steps ahead. You settled in my hand, you made a damn near perfect fit.
perfect face.
All right.
Am I allowed to say that word? The D-A... Is that...
Yes. Okay, yes, good. You are.
I was avoiding it in a different song, and then I was like, oh, nope, that's pretty much the chorus.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, having told me, shared bits of what you're going to do on tour on your off time, I feel like it's universal with all the musicians that I know. They travel light, and they really are connected to nature.
Mm.
What three things would you bring to a retreat on your own where you would be isolated with no visitors? It can be a musical instrument, a work of art, a book. Three things.
Ooh. Well, a pen and journal that never run out of pages and or ink. That's important. Lots of hydrating fluids, because otherwise you can't really sing with the ukulele that I will be bringing. Those are the three things that I will be bringing. You will find me in the woods. I will be in a hammock for days, and that's pretty much where you'll find me.
Why am I not surprised?
And I would do the same, but I would do a yoga mat.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to have my yoga mat. Yeah.
That's more comfortable.
My guitar. Yeah, and journal and pen. We'll count that as one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They can have a little string. They can be attached.
Yeah.
Do you have another one for us, Deb?
Yeah. So how much time do we have? Just so I can figure out which one I want to play.
We have...
like two or three songs each.
We have 18 minutes left.
Oh, perfect. Oh, okay, great. So... 4, 5, 6, 7. This is a song I wrote. It's about when you've been working through grief for a while, and you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're like, ooh, I feel hopeful. It's called Silver Lining. I see flowers grow. I see 10 feet of snow melt down through the dawn of a sunny day. Love is at my door, and it's been late before, but it feels lifetimes away. Around love with you, all those dreams of glitter and gold. And love is just a dare, and it could take us somewhere. Not too many know how to go.
After every song, I just want to say, absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay,
I figured I'd extend that one since we had some time.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, and it was good for us to practice our oohs and ahs.
Yeah, see, the oohs and ahs that come. Gotcha.
They're wonderful oohs and ahs. Gorgeous.
We've been doing a bunch of gigs, not only to raise money for tour, but also to, like, practice. Yeah,
absolutely.
Singing together.
So the best way.
Yeah, it's been working great.
They're going to love you guys. Seriously.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Well, no, thank you very much. Well, it was all Jay Kolb's idea.
Yeah, thank you, Jay Kolb.
He was so on it.
We feel the love. We feel the love.
That's amazing.
Okay, so Deb, yes. You seem like you are very, like, worldly and, like, you take a lot in. Mm-hmm. And so, musically, like, who would you list as, like, your three, like, most major musical influences?
Oh, wow. I love how you said I take a lot in, because I have very thin skin, so I take the world in, like, it's very, everything's very, like, intense for me, you know? So I like how you said that.
Well, I just feel like just interacting with you tonight, also in your music, like, you just seem so introspective. Mm. And it really shows through in your lyrics, so that's why I said that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. All right, so three. Definitely Joni Mitchell, which my June bug also shares that one. I really love Cat Power.
Love Cat Power.
She's an inspiration for sure.
Yeah,
she's great. And I got to see her perform live a few years ago. So, yeah, that was really great.
The French love her.
Do they?
I could see that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, too. Let's see, a third. I like Angel Olsen a lot, who actually lives in Asheville.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see her.
That would be so cool. Does she still live there? Do you know?
I believe so.
That would be so amazing if we just, like, ran into her. Or even better yet, if she came to our gig.
Hi, Angel Olsen, come to our gig.
Yeah, just invite her.
One world.
Ladies.
On Tuesday night.
There you go.
We'll get you a drink.
we'll give you a VIP pass.
We'll sing you harmonies. I'll make awkward eye contact.
June Bunch, may we have a song from you?
A lot of awkward eye contact.
I will be staring straight. You asked for it. You're going to win every staring contest. It makes me cry when I don't blink, but I'm in. I'm so in. I'm committed. We're crying together. Who needs onions when you get staring contests? This is Evaporate. What do I talk about this song? It's just talking about natural forces and how they work together. Here we go. It's called, you already heard. Ooh, and it's on capo 1, so ha ha ha. Let me awkwardly eye contact this capo. That's better. I I'll give you all the time that you need to blaze the winter for your shivering. I'll help to warm you back up again as your fire only
the other song, the first song you started with was my favorite of yours. This is my favorite of hers.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yay. That's a new one on Radio St. Pete, too.
It is. Yeah, just that's got a new song. Today.
Yeah. Is that what you released?
Yeah, okay. That's the one
yeah,
I released.
Yeah, we both released songs today.
Yes. That is a serendipity yes. of our little everything. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell each other yeah. that. It just happened.
Yeah, we were just like it was just casually and random. You were like, I'm going to release a song May 1st. I'm like, I'm releasing a song May 1st.
Wow.
So cool. Yeah.
What do you most passionately want to be recognized for in your live performance? Choices from performance ability, songwriting, voice, sincerity of performance, ability to inspire an act of kindness. Ooh. Pick one.
Oh man. Well,
that's hard.
I feel
that's
like
really
sincerity
hard.
Is really important. Like if you can really truly like share a story and make someone understand like this comes from such truth, but then like that's the most important for sure for me. But the connection of making the world smaller at the end of it, that is that act of kindness where you're like, you I am grateful for listening, and I love that you are grateful for, you know, my tunes, and this is so symbiotic, and in fact I feel like I'm getting more out of it, you know, and so it makes me want to give. And we're actually talking about like how we can give back on the tour and make ourselves feel like we're not just like taking and asking people for things and like listen to us, you know, we're trying to do like cute things like should I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I'm going to like go and like, you know, we'll bake cookies one night and give it to the crowd. And then another night we're going to like have a bouquet of roses or whatever flowers and hand them to people that are listening. Like little things that are sweet.
Nice. Wildflowers.
Wildflowers. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Then I painted some thank you cards for the hosts. And so we're going to get those out. And
personal. Gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're so cool too. They're all like these handmade watercolors. It's like, it's really neat. It's brought out a lot of like inspiration in each other, like to just, I don't know, make something meaningful out of it. Cause it's a special thing to be able to just like stop normal life and mm-hmm. like decide to do something artsy. You might as well just like do all of the things that you wish to do on a, you know.
It's, put your heart and soul into it.
Yeah, 110.
I feel like it's such a privilege, right? The fact that we can do this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just singing and playing music and traveling and it's I'm very honored.
I did.
In that vein, would you like to give us another song?
Sure.
This has been so fun.
Yeah, this is really fun. This is called Desert Rose. sorting through love and time, remembering what's really mine. I could never force a flower to bloom. Patiently await the summer moon.
Listening to Radio St. Pete, WMTB LP St. Petersburg, where local music lives.
Oh, I would love to hear a duet. I just know you have it in you.
Oh, well.
There were whisperings at that that day in the sunshine.
Ah, if you insist. The opposite of the sun, how about the moon glow?
We aim to please here.
What about the moon's river? Excellent choice, Jinbug. Just came out of the top of my head.
Fantastic.
This is Moon River.
Moon River, why do you then smile? I'm crossing you in the stars.